It is a Monday where we're here sometimes and sometimes we're not. So, Nick, lay it on us. What are we dealing with here?
Again, butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! They can't believe it courtside. Neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
That sounder is for Light 'Em Up. It is brought to you by Hot Valley. Hot Valley's Light Me Up Lager is the perfect beverage for the big game. It's light, crisp, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. It's not going to weigh you down like a lot of other heavy beers will. It is homegrown, brewed and canned right there in the Wit by their brewery. It's available in 16-ounce cans and all throughout Oregon in the Northwest on tap as well. It's Light 'Em Up. It's where Steve, Alex, and I, if Alex were here, go over the best performances of the weekend, and I think it's my turn to go first.
Yeah,
right?
Go ahead. You're a good leadoff guy.
I'm going to go first. I'm taking Lamar Jackson, who absolutely lit it up over the weekend. So to Lamar Jackson. I brought it up earlier. 393 yards and three touchdowns through the air, and that's a really good game by itself. And then he tops it with 132 yards and three touchdowns on the ground, 525 total. All of 180 other only Louisville only put up 180 other yards through the day. 74% of his offense. The touchdowns were good enough for 36 of the 42 points that the Cardinals scored on Saturday. Literally lit things up.
It's lit. Shout out Javi Scott, cause it's lit.
My head's going to explode one day with that guy. I almost used this last Tuesday. I hung in, and they still haven't lost. So I'm going to go with those Cleveland Indians, now winners of 18 in a row.
It's lit!
They have a positive run differential during the streak of 89. And over that run, they've hit 35 homers. Oh, no, I'm sorry, because of last night. 37 homers. They've only allowed 32 runs when Nate Goody struck out Machado to end the ninth against the Orioles last night. I have expected to hear Wild Thing blaring from the PA system in Cleveland. They're feeling it. Corey Kluber is throwing as well as anybody in the bigs right now. They got that lights out bullpen with Cody Allen at the back end. Trevor Bauer, 16 wins. Carlos Carrasco throws against the Tigers tonight, going for number 15. Francisco Lindor, by hitting his 29th homer, gets into some rare air with shortstops under the age of 25. The only one who's hit more than that is Alex Rodriguez in a season. They're pretty good. So the Cleveland Indians are lit. You got one more?
I got one more for the one that Alex would have had. It's the time from on Saturday as well, from about 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
It's lit!
Mostly because the Ducks game was ending, and it was a close one when it shouldn't have been, so that was good TV to watch. Then Oklahoma and Ohio State kicked off, and then you also had Clemson and Auburn, Notre Dame and Georgia, and Stanford USC were all on. So you had four or five games on. I was streaming a game on my laptop, streaming a game on my iPad. I didn't have the TV, but I could have streamed a third or watched a third game there. Didn't have enough like devices in front of me to watch all of the good football was going on because things were that lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi Scott, cause it's lit.
You feel better about yourself now?
Yeah, I do.